Remember, peace is the real for security. I've got to quit looking to feel secure in the things of this world. And I have to find peace with God and trust in God, and then He will work out the things of this world for me. He will get me through horrible situations. He will give me faith when the devil's trying to give me fear. How do you explain this? This is really about us knowing God. This isn't like the American adventure to success and how to be rich. It's so much greater than that. This isn't about how to suffer. Oh, and sacrifice. Aren't you good? This is about being reconciled to God. This is about the Holy Spirit coming in as you invite Him in to introduce you in a real and powerful way to Jesus. This is about something so beyond religion and so beyond worldly normal. This is about, honestly, no kidding about it, entering into a kingdom where you're engaged to the King and being prepared to be with Him forever. And all the work of sanctification and crucifying the mind of the flesh is to get all the lies and all the hurt and all the stuff the devil has done to keep you from this awesome, wonderful destiny that Jesus Christ died to give you. What's your destiny? Bride of Christ. I'm not in the mind of the flesh. I'm not trying to get my security. I'm not saying I'm not still there. So actually, this teaching was so good to me because I thought, God, this is what, because I've been reading a lot of this end time stuff on the Antichrist and all the shaking, how bad it's going to be, and all these plagues and all this famine and all this bad stuff. And no matter how you slice and dice it, it does not look good on planet Earth. And if you're going to hang out in the mind of the flesh, your brain's going to start figuring out, how can I take care of things? How's everything going to be okay? How about let's get in the kingdom and see what happens? And if we all have to just live here together and have a great big party, let's have the greatest party you could ever have. How about we keep our mind on things that are pure and holy of good report so that the spirit of fear doesn't come in and destroy us with anxiety? Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And only thing that remains are those things that are important. Love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, long-suffering, patience. Peace that passes your circumstances. Peace that nobody can make up. Peace that you can't get in a Valium. How does that say it? Valium, Valium. You know, those meds people pop to try to get through things. A peace that an alcoholic beverage can never even get close to touching. See, if you look to all those other things, you look into the mind of the flesh. Now look at this. So for the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the spirit is life and peace. Which mind do you want? Which mind do you want? Really? Okay, so you got to crucify the flesh. You've got to start recognizing, hey, this is flesh. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not going to think about that. I'm not going to bow to that. Get our teaching on worry. Worry is kind of like self-worship. You're going to fix everything. So you're worrying. Worry is like praying to yourself. This is a good teaching called worry. Because the mind of the flesh is enmity towards God. Okay, get this, folks. Your mind of the flesh, because of the fall, actually comes against God, against his kingdom, against his way of doing things. Your mind being operated by your flesh, being influenced by the enemy, is going to be against God and his stuff. I know this is crazy. To the world, this is crazy. That's why you can only enter in faith. If you really enter in, nobody will ever steal your faith. Nobody, they can do whatever they need to do that God allows them to do as you're persecuted for righteousness' sake. And I really believe it's okay if you're in the presence of God. Stephen was stoned to death, and he didn't make it look bad. He was, stop. I'm not making fun of people who are martyred and they don't get into that presence. But I really feel, the Bible says when Stephen was stoned to death, Jesus stood up and he saw him. So while he's hitting, you think he's feeling those rocks? While he's looking at Jesus, standing up going, that's my boy. You'll be here soon. Thank you for what you're doing. I got a great plan. You say, wow. He went right, that body fell to the ground, and he was right there in Jesus' arms, right in the throne room of God, with God's Jesus standing up going, hey, you're the first martyr. Here's the first blood that went down that's going to bring forth life for the kingdom. Here's your crown. Well done. But you got to know how real that is. To stay in faith. I've been in the presence of God through horrible things, and it's amazing. It'll cause you to have so much strength. I'm not kidding. It'll cause you to be high. I'm talking like, yay, God, when you should be so miserable and nobody can even understand. You can worship and sing and praise God because it's not about your personal strength. It's about God inside of you taking over. And it's real. It's so real. It's so good. It's so great. It's so powerful that people can't quit talking about it if they ever see it. Paul saw Stephen stoned to death at his order. It so affected Paul. He'd seen plenty of people stoned to death. It so affected him that this Stephen had a glow to him and a smile on him, and nothing of the pain could penetrate. That Paul was so broken and his heart began to soften that Jesus met up with him on the Damascus Road and used him mightily for the kingdom. God is so much bigger than anything that can come at you. It says the mind of the flesh is an enmity towards God because it is not subject to the law of God, and neither can it be. And those being in the flesh are not able to please God. Your flesh, your self-righteousness, you trying to do things right, you trying to make things right, you trying to read the word, trying to be a good father, trying to be a good husband, trying to be a good wife, trying to be a good mother, trying to be a good employee, trying to be a good employer, trying, can't please God. Can't do it. But you are not in flesh, but in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. I think one of the key things that I pray we all get tonight is we're going to really look on this teaching on peace, is this revelation that the Spirit of God dwells inside of me. Everybody close your eyes. I just want it really quiet for a second. And I want you just to kind of lift your hands up. Just lift your hands up to God in a surrender. but also like in a bowl. Like you're lifting your hands up and you're the bowl and you want God to pour in His Spirit, His peace, His presence. Now I know some of you have got so much junk going on and so much worry and so much sin and stuff that mind of the flesh just can hardly settle down. But I just want to ask the Lord if He could just bind that thing, those spirits that are operating, so that the people in this place who are born again of the Spirit of God could have a revelation of that deep in their spirit. I want you to feel like in the very core of your being, in your innermost part, some places in the scripture it says in your belly, I want you to just feel the presence of God. Feel Him by His peace. Holy Spirit, thank You for dwelling in me. I just want you, if you believe this, to say, Holy Spirit, thank You for dwelling in me. God is living inside of me to be my peace, to guide me, to lead me, to get me through everything in life victoriously for His glory. Say, Holy Spirit, I want Your mind being in charge of my life. I want the mind of the Spirit. Help me to destroy the mind of the flesh and be led by You, Holy Spirit. I want to get to know You. I want You to reveal Jesus to me and even help me to understand the Father and to really know I'm loved by Him. I want my relationship with You, God, to be spiritual. And I repent for having the mind of the flesh make it religious. Forgive me for self-righteousness and despising others who didn't see things my way. And help me to be completely free from the mind of the flesh and the things of this world that I've looked to take the place of You, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Whew. I'm going to just finish reading this little part, and we're going to finish for tonight, and then next week we're going to pick this up on this whole thing on peace. Let me just finish. This was in the other teaching, some of it, and it's just, God's just bringing it to a new level tonight. Verse 9, but you are not in flesh, but in spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone has not the Spirit of Christ, this one is not his. If you do not know tonight that the Holy Spirit lives in you, please don't leave here without talking to me, Karen and Jordan and myself. We'll be up here to pray for people. And don't everybody come up. If you really, really don't know if the Holy Spirit's in you, if you've just been doing all this religious stuff in the mind of the flesh, but if you know He's in there, you just haven't given it all to Him, then please don't come up. This is only for those who really wonder if they're born again of the Spirit of God. But if Christ is in you, the body indeed is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of life is life because of righteousness. I want you to see something about that. The Spirit is life because you are in right standing with God. It doesn't say because of wickedness. It doesn't say because of unrighteousness. In other words, the Spirit of God is going to keep you in right standing with God. You are going to live a holy life. You're going to change. It's going to be so easy to let go of sin, to let go of worry, to let go of vices. It's going to be so easy when you allow this work of the Holy Spirit and you quit trying to do it in the mind of the flesh.